8/29/22. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. Thank you for spending this hour with us today. I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform, but the glory does not belong to Stu Peters. This is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty. Yes, all day, every day, praise you, God, for this platform. Thank you. Thank you for this platform of truth, exposure, and accountability.
Why is Tony Fauci still running around free instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere?
Take your seats, uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Monday, August 29th, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. It's been exactly 600 days since January 6th, and the torture of Americans caught up in the federal government's entrapment operation continues. Mickey Whithoff doesn't have a family member trapped in the D.C. gulag. No, she experienced something even worse 600 days ago. Her daughter, Ashley Babbitt, was executed on camera, on site, by Capitol Police Officer Michael Byrd. She's had to watch as Officer Byrd prances from one interview to another, covering himself with fake glory. Disgusting. She's had to hear him claim ridiculously that he saved, quote, countless lives, unquote, by mowing down an unarmed woman. She's had to watch as Byrd gets treated like some kind of a hero. She's had to hear her daughter get labeled an insurrectionist, even a terrorist. When she served this country in the military for deployments and then was trying to ensure fair presidential elections. But if it's too late for Ashley Babbitt, it's not too late for the other victims inside the gulag. And Mickey is still there fighting for them every day. Randy Ireland is Mickey's friend and business partner working out of D.C. to inform the public about the real story of January 6th. Together, the two of them are running the website Americans for Justice at aforjustice.org. That's the number four, not a written out word. justice.org. For the past 3 weeks, Mickey and Randy have been holding a daily vigil outside the Central Detention Facility of Washington, D.C., better known to you and me as the D.C. Gulag. They've been singing the national anthem alongside the J6 hostages, the POWs, each night at 9 p.m. Their demonstrations are moving and will continue at least through this Wednesday, so we encourage any viewers and or listeners in the D.C. area to go and join them. Bring chairs, bring flags, bring candles, bring bullhorns, bring whatever you want. And we're honored to have Mickey and Randy join us now. Both of you, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Thank you, Stu.
Of course. So aforjustice.org, I was just there. All kinds of different support, platforms, events that you guys are holding. Tell our viewers what it is that you guys are doing.
Well, we're here in D.C. Our original plans were to be here through the end of August, but we've been able to extend our stay. We're going to be here through the end of September. So we are standing in solidarity with the political hostages in the D.C. gulag, and they call in and speak to us and live streamers. And then at 9 o'clock, they call, we pray together, and we sing together. And then they flicker their lights to let us know that they know we're there. And it's just a connection with these people to let them know that America hasn't forgotten them. It feels like most of America has forgotten them, but we're there just letting them know that we continue to support them, and they've not been forgotten by all the American people.
Yeah, I know it feels like that. And it's the goal of this corrupt press to make us feel like we're the minority. I disagree with that notion. I think we are the majority. People know that their vote was disenfranchised. People know what happened on January 6th. People know that there's video footage showing exactly what happened, not only to everybody that was there, but specifically to your daughter, Mickey. Why is it largely that the American public believes this gaslighting? I'm trying to wrap my head around it. I mean, there's countless hours of video showing that your daughter was no threat to anybody. She was unarmed.
No, I think as a whole, the American people went there with positive intentions that day, my daughter being one of them. You know, almost 2 million people on the grounds of the Capitol that day to redress their grievances. So they were treated like how dare the unwashed masses show up at the palace, and have been continued. That's how they're continued to be treated. And, it's my position that the Capitol Police launched warfare on unarmed American citizens that day, and that our citizens were murdered, not just my daughter, but four people that day. They were murdered. They were beaten. And then they were unjustly jailed and the key thrown away. And they're all being denied their constitutional rights. And I always like to say, as American citizens, If you don't agree for the reasons they were there to protest, you must support the American right to protest. And this is what that's all about. Some of these men did little more than show up. Other people, you know, everybody's case is individual. And it's not my position to say that everybody there was completely innocent that day. It's my position to say they have a right to their trial. They have a right to their discovery. They have a right not to be locked in a dungeon with dirty water and feces on the floor and being denied not only their constitutional rights, that a lot of these men are veterans and women and fought for the rights of the American citizens to stand here and disagree with them. So appreciate when you're speaking up and saying that you think these people are insurrectionists and you think they're this and you think they're that, that your right to say that is supported by these men and women in jail, supported by people like my daughter who defended this country here and overseas as well, 4 tours of duty in the Middle East by the time she was 30 years old, and wounded in battle, left unable to have children, and then came home to be murdered by her own government. You know, when Ashley was in the Middle East, there were days when I was really surprised not to get a phone call that something god awful had happened. So to have her come home and be murdered by her own government with no accountability is just something that I can't live with right now. So it is my goal to just try to bring attention to the fact that this is such an unfair situation and that it's completely controlled. The narrative completely controlled by the federal government. We're sitting in on these trials and we hear judges say things that I think they should recuse themselves because they already say things. They go in with preconceived notions. They say things like every single person that day was the antithesis of a patriot. And the only patriots there were the Capitol Police. I would suggest there's video footage to prove otherwise, you know, and I certainly wouldn't suggest that every Capitol Police officer that day had malice in their heart, but there is enough footage to show that the Capitol Police engaged in warfare behind the protection of a badge and a shield. So I think a complete investigation into Capitol Police's behavior that day is well warranted and called for.
Randy, you wouldn't be here fighting alongside Mickey. We wouldn't be here at the Stu Peters Show if we didn't think that ultimately there would be accountability. You're trying to get the truth out to everybody. Are you confident that eventually the truth will be widely broadcast and that America will understand what actually happened on January 6th?
Absolutely. You know, when I first started this, you know, I'm co-founder of CAP, Citizens Against Political Persecution, with Kara Casanova. We started CAP back April of last year when nobody was really covering any of this. And actually, to be honest with you, I mean, the very first time I watched one of your shows, you had done an interview with Felicia Canova. And that was one of the most moving, you know, ones that I saw. Shortly thereafter, we got in touch with Felicia, and we've been working with her ever since. But one of the things I will say is, you know, when we first started this, nobody, even on the right, was covering this. J6 was way too toxic. And we're beginning to see almost everyone on the mainstream media covering it almost every day now. So every day that passes, more and more eyes are being opened. I think we're beginning to see some trials now here in D.C., where a lot of the facts, the truth, you know, lays bare a lot of the lies and the slander about that day. Was it last week? The week before, we was at the Kyle Fitzsimons trial here. The public defender, and that has done probably one of the best jobs of any defensive lawyer to this point, and really stood up and talked about our constitutional rights, our Bill of Rights, and due process. And that's the one thing that I think every American, we really need to reach every American who believes that the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and due process is absolutely critical to our nation and who and what we are. Because at the end of the day, that's what this is an assault on. That's what this is a war on. And the war is coming from our own government agencies.
Yeah.
You know, and we're seeing it unfold before our eyes on a number of different battlefields, not just J6, election integrity, medical freedom, you know, what's going on with Trump, with Mar-a-Lago. So, you know, we need to keep on. I have a shirt that I wore yesterday at the jail. It said, be bold, speak the truth. And that's really what this is all about. We need to get people to begin caring about what the truth is. And it happens one at a time. It happens through interviews like this, being at the jail, you know, and having a platform. And I think that's one of the biggest things that I've learned over the last month being here with Mickey. You know, there is no person in this movement, I think, that is has a bigger platform and is dedicated to unifying and getting the word out and using that, you know, to carry on Ashley's memory.
Well, and that's the thing too. The reason I'm here is because I have heard myself say that if Ashley was here, she'd be standing with these men at the jail till it was over. And so it suddenly became clear to me that that's where I need to be. And Randy, just one thing too, I want to mention is that on my first night here, I was here with Nicole Reffitt because it was August 1st. And that was the day her husband was sentenced. And it was just me and Randy, Nicole, and her two daughters that went to the jail to sing the national anthem. And I was actually assaulted by a correctional facility guard. And then when I was here for the Colfitt Simons trial, I had a t-shirt on that all they could see was a pocket sized picture of my daughter. The back had a bigger picture, but coming in when I was addressed by the bailiff and I was denied entry into the courtroom because I had a picture of my daughter on my shirt. And I was told that no political slogans, banners, hats, or shirts would be allowed that favor one side or the other. So I didn't feel like that was my time to choose that as my battle. I would rather have gone in and seen the public defender kicking ass the way she did, you know, reduced Ganell to Apollo Rubble on the stand because he's used to hearing what a hero he is. And when she pressed him on some facts, she really showed him to be an embellisher and in some cases just a flat out liar. So that was to me, that was more important that day than to battle over what shirt I was wearing because they did let me turn it inside out and go in. But, you know, it makes me question why is my daughter, a picture of my murdered daughter on my shirt, detrimental to the proceedings of the court? And it wasn't even a jury trial, it was a bench trial. So what am I going to do, go in and persuade a judge that maybe already has his mind made up? I don't know, but it didn't feel like the day for that particular fight. So we went inside and we did see the public defender defend Colfitt Simons like he was her little brother. It was impressive to watch.
You're absolutely right. And one thing that you said, reduced to rubble, all of these liars ultimately will be reduced to rubble because they're liars. And on the truth. We absolutely have to stand on the truth. And the truth is this. Your daughter was executed. An unarmed person was executed. That was a statement from the federal government of the United States of America. If you do not fall in line with this authoritarian regime, you will be executed or imprisoned. It doesn't matter for what. Trumped up charges, misdemeanors. You were on public property. You were there praying. And so now you're under arrest. We are the public. This is right. Our property.
Right.
Do you believe that that was the government using your daughter, now displaying her as an example of what could happen to anybody who is a dissident to this authoritarian overtaking?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Ashley was, you know, the prime example. And I think that they worked hard that day to try to suppress everything that happened. But Ashley died on live television, so they couldn't hide that. But, you know, if you look into the day, you know, Roseanne Boylan, they didn't want to mention her at all. But you know, news footage had put up, they were trying to show some bad Trump supporter behavior in the foreground. I mean, in the front and in the foreground, you could see Lila Morris beating Roseanne Boylan to death. So they put this footage out there. You know, they exposed that to begin with. And then our people started looking into it. And then you find Kevin Greeson and Benjamin Phillips. And these are all people that died that day. Are there more that we don't know about? I don't know. But, you know, Dave Summerall, Gary McBride, so many other people have worked really hard in this. Randy Ireland have worked hard and poured over tireless hours of video to see these atrocities occur. You know, Epoch Times' new documentary, The Truth About January 6th, that shows the Capitol Police and some of their, you know, some of the things that they were doing that day. And I think if we're going to hold the American people so accountable, I mean, some of them still in jail. You said this is day 600. Some of them been in jail those whole 600 days without their due process. And I think that the reason for that is they want to push them to take these awful plea deals so that the same footage that would exonerate them would show the culpability of the FBI players, the Capitol Police behaving badly that day. And why is it, you know, in my opinion, there were paid provocateurs to go push the front lines, and they completely didn't deal with those people. They launched munitions over them into a peaceful crowd, and then they used the footage of people scattering from those munitions to say, here, look at these crazy people storming the Capitol. They weren't storming the Capitol, they were running for safety. And I'm like, again, I'm not suggesting that it's my place to decide who was naughty and who was nice that day. It is my position that every single person in this country should be guaranteed their constitutional rights. And if you deny one person constitutional rights, you're removing the guarantee for everybody. So when Americans want to write this whole 2 million people that showed up at the Capitol that day, when they want to write them off as tinfoil hat wearing crazy people, just start thinking about the fact that it could be you next, because the government is coming after every single person that was there that day with the full weight of the United States government. They're lying, they're conniving, they're covering up, and they're flat out lying. You know, the January 6th committee, how can you have a January 6th committee hearing without mentioning Ashley Babbitt, without mentioning Michael Byrd? If he's their hero, they need to put him on the stand and ask him some real questions, not some Lester Holt softball questions. And then, you know, also, you know, how can you not talk about Roseanne Boylan and what they did to her? They killed that poor girl twice. She was bleeding from her nose and her mouth before Lila Morris started beating her. And there's footage of this. It's not just me suggesting these things happen. You know, if you look into this, there is footage and video proof of this. And I don't know who we have to get in front of to make a difference, but there is absolutely footage of bad behavior by the Capitol Police that day, bad behavior by FBI provocateurs. You know, you want to talk about where's Ray Epps? Where is Ray Epps? We don't know. And you know, why are some people in jail and some people aren't jail? But it's like you said, are they using my daughter as an example? They're using every single person as an example. Some people, their families are in there, the veterans, and now their wives and families are being denied VA benefits. They really don't even know how they're going to move forward in life without you know, any kind of support, things that, like I said, things that veterans have worked for. And we'll start with the things they have worked for with their constitutional rights. And when people want to stand up and say these things, they need to remember these constitutional rights were provided by them, to them, by some of the men that were sitting in this jail being thrown away as American citizens. They went and fought for your right to stand up and say what you think. And now it's time for us to stand up and demand their constitutional rights. And I don't know where our leaders are outside of Marjorie Taylor Greene and a handful of other people. Where are our strong Republican leaders, or any leaders for that matter? Because you don't have to be on the right to see that this is wrong, you know, but to stand up and say, well, we can't do anything because we're outnumbered in the Congress, we're outnumbered in the Senate. Well, to me, that's BS. You need to, you know, take your manhood out of your pocket and go and be brave enough to say this is wrong. Because when you start looking into things as an American citizen, if you take the time to dissect any of these things, you will see that it's wrong. And let's judge individual people on individual behavior, not cancel a whole group of people because things got out of control that day. And in my opinion, it was initiated by the Capitol Police.
And I think probably even beforehand, it's this show's position that this was very carefully and methodically planned out in advance. This is exactly the outcome that they wanted. I've got a couple of minutes left here. Randy, do you agree?
Absolutely. And one of the things, I'll just go back to what Mickey was saying earlier about the veterans. I mean, how do you have America where you, over half of the guys that are indefinitely detained right now are decorated military veterans serving multiple tours overseas, being characterized by the FBI, by Congress members, as terrorists, as domestic terrorists, as a threat to our democracy? The one thing I would say is, first of all, to these people, we're a constitutional republic, not a democracy. And so if you continue calling it a democracy, you don't even know the first thing about the Constitution. We were talking about this the other day. You know, how many members of Congress would actually pass the very test that we require of foreigners who become U.S. citizens in order for that to happen? You know, that they have to take a test. They have to do studying, figure out how, you know, to learn how our government works, how our country operates, the branches of government and all of that. How many of our Congress members wouldn't even pass that test?
How many?
You know, and then that's the thing. I mean, I guess that's what infuriates me. That's what motivates me. I'm an Air Force veteran, and I took an oath to the Constitution. And for the Nancy Pelosi's of the world and the judges in these very courtrooms to stand up and say that I'm not a patriot, that the evildoers, the people, you know, who very clearly, there's, like she said, there's video evidence that we have law enforcement officers beating people. They're not de-escalating like they're supposed to.
Just engaging in warfare.
Escalating everything.
Engaging in gang warfare and street warfare under the protection of a badge and a shield. And it's just not, it's absolutely ludicrous and
the other reprehensible. The other thing that I will say about that day, and I'll say this to all your viewers, to everybody out there, January 6th was a day of complexity. You know, if you stand at one place at a particular time, or you actually went through that day, a particular path or whatever, you may never have seen an element of violence, not a single iota of violence. But at the same time, if you were somewhere else, you saw all hell break loose. More importantly, like you said, this was planned at the very highest level. I honestly believe that there was good people on both sides. There was instigators and provocateurs within the crowd, and there were some good patriots that kind of got caught up into that. But regardless of what you think occurred that day in terms of crimes, every single U.S. citizen has a constitutional right to due process, to bail, and all of these indefinitely detained individuals. Right now, I believe there's 81 across this country, indefinitely detained, waiting trial, going on, you know, upwards of 600 days. They have a right to due process. They have a right to bail. They have a right to confront their accusers. These are constitutional rights bestowed upon everybody. And our federal government is seeing fit to point their finger at somebody and take all of that away.
All of it.
And that's what the average American really needs to understand.
And also, I know you have to wrap this up. I just want to also mention that my daughter had a possibly survivable wound. But in the theme of that day, the police and then paramedics did not render her aid in a timely fashion. And not only did they not render her aid in a timely fashion, they didn't let patriots render her aid in a timely fashion, and instead chose to let her lay there and drown on her own blood. So I definitely think that needs to be answered for. I definitely think so, because there were patriots there that wanted to help her, and they would not let her. I mean, they moved them away from her. You know, whether they would have been successful, I don't know, but nobody even tried. So that to me is also just disgusting. It's just disgusting.
I couldn't agree more. And you're building her legacy to empower so many people. And a lot of parents, Mickey, would just curl up in the fetal position and their lives would be crushed. So Ashley's legacy is incredibly powerful. And you're owed a great debt of gratitude by just millions of people. And we at this show appreciate your efforts, yours as well, Randy. Thank you both very much.
The one last thing I'll just mention is Mickey does have a website that we created for her, www.ashli.com. You can follow along there, learn what we're doing here in D.C. Not only are we at the jails at night, but when things are going on here at the courthouse, we're here at the courthouse every day. So, you know, come out, join us, help us get the word out, share it, please.
Thank you.
Thank you both.
Thank you, Stu.
Thank you. God bless you. All right. More and more details are pouring out right now about the raid at Mar-a-Lago and also what was going on in Wuhan, China on September 11th, 2019. Does Trump have his own 9/11? George Webb is all over that, and he joins us next. Go nowhere. The Stu Peters Show continues on the other side.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
They will not be successful, but make no mistake about it, they are trying to steal and crush everything that America represents. Your bodily autonomy, your freedom, your liberty, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and yes, your money. Don't let them reset the financial system to zero and fall victim to the plan of complete world domination. Don't let them drain your assets. Everything that you have worked hard for, protect it with gold and silver. Call my good friends over at Gold Co., who are helping countless Americans to protect their retirement savings from this theft, these tax hikes, this hyperinflation, this full-blown recession. Call 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. When you call Gold Co., you'll get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. Call Gold Co. right now, 855-706-GOLD. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you call Gold Co., 855-706-GOLD. All right, so it's now been 3 weeks since the FBI stormed into Mar-a-Lago to seize documents from President Trump. And in those 3 weeks, of course, we still haven't been told what exactly it was that they were looking for or what remotely justified such an aggressive action. Basically, everybody is just stuck speculating. Our next guest, George Webb, is a journalist. He's authored 7 books as well as several dozen booklets focused on national security. His books and booklets have added up to more than 20 Amazon bestsellers. Well, George has a very fascinating theory about what's really going on with the Mar-a-Lago drama. Webb has argued that the entire COVID-19 pandemic may have been launched intentionally on September 11th of 2019. On that date, thanks to a Defense Threat Reduction Agency whistleblower, we have a U.S. State Department message, a cable about the Wuhan Institute of Virology suffering a cyber attack. Well, for whatever reason, this cyber attack required replacing the Wuhan Institute's air conditioning system, which would provide the perfect chance for an accidental leak of the COVID-19 virus, SARS-CoV-2. 3 days later, President Trump signed an executive order to create a task force for rapidly developing mRNA vaccines, supposedly for the sake of fighting the flu virus. All of this, Webb thinks, may have been a calculated plot to bring down Trump ahead of the 2020 election by derailing the economy with suicidal lockdowns. It was, as he calls it, Trump's 9/11. But it's really more than that. It's about 100 9/11s for the entire country. Webb's theory that the documents the FBI is hunting after reveal the truth about COVID-19 and its origins, and President Trump was keeping them as evidence to reveal at just the right moment. George Webb joins us now. George, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Hey, Stu. I've been on the ground in Mar-a-Lago for 2 weeks talking to everyone. I'm just back in Atlanta, so I apologize. I'm on my front porch, and there's a little bit of a dog bark in the back, but that's just how we do it, Stu. We go and we meet the people, and we talk to people, people who've been inside Mar-a-Lago, who are talking to Secret Service people. I talk to people who've been in there 50, 60 times, Palm Beach County Republicans, all the folks, and they're the ones that are telling me that this is sensitive information that Trump was holding on the FBI, not the other way around. Trump was holding out on these Trump-Russia guys. And that's what we're pursuing. We're starting to get drips and drabs and leaks. I'll be in court again in 2 more days. We're going to talk about something called a special master. But for right now, I'm going on my ground reporting. Trump has the goods on the FBI.
So he has the goods on the FBI, and he has the goods on the origins of COVID-19. Do we know anything about the timing of the September 11th, 2019 versus the Operation Warp Speed and the rollout of these injections? And do they have anything to do with this EO that he signed for the flu?
Yes, it would seems like there was some event that, as you mentioned, that occurred that disrupted the air conditioning systems. 3 people fell sick. We have a State Department memo to this effect. We have 4 whistleblowers at in a mosaic of intelligence at Fort Belvoir saying that there was some event. Some team was sent from this Fort Belvoir Defense Threat Reduction Agency in Virginia as a response team to help the Chinese. All this is happening in September, way before the narrative of November. But these memos aren't getting through to Trump. That he's only getting a part of it, which is we need fast reaction for our vaccines. We need, maybe a flu's coming this year, so we need you to sign this flu executive order on September the 19th. So they don't tell him that this terrorist event happened. It's sort of like keeping 9/11 from George Bush, if you can see a parallel there. And this is where I believe the 90-day cover-up happens for Trump. Trump's finally informed after Nancy Pelosi has this huge party in downtown San Francisco for Chinese New Year. And he's informed 2 days later that this is another 9/11 flu.
I mean, when you look at the catastrophic fallout of this, millions upon millions of people have lost their life, whether it is from the injections or antibody-dependent enhancement or from the poisonous remdesivir, murderous hospital protocols or COVID-19 deaths. Millions of people have lost their lives. If President Trump has the goods on this and the FBI broke into Mar-a-Lago with armed agents to steal this information back, this makes Watergate look like a hangnail.
Yeah, I mean, most of these things don't affect that many people. 9/11 shocked a lot of people. Only 3,000 people died. I know that's a huge, I've met a lot of the family, so I'm not trying to play that down. But this is millions of people dying and millions of businesses being destroyed and a worldwide effect, a real worldwide impact here. So finding the origins of this is probably as important as finding the origins, at, let's say, of a Pearl Harbor or of a Vietnam War, Gulf of Tonkin type of thing. This is, has a long lasting, far reaching effect to every man, woman, and child in the world.
You know, the fake phony Clinton funded Steele dossier didn't work. Russia, the Ukrainian phone call, Southern District of New York, fake tax stuff. And now they're doing this. Are they imminently just absolutely committed to locking him up and sending the message to the rest of the world, hey, if you're a dissident, if you're an outsider, don't you ever dare try to seek office and hold office under the United States. We'll imprison you or we'll execute you.
Yeah, this is witch hunt, what, 9 or 10 or 11?
It's
sort
insane.
Of like Rocky sequels, you know, they just get worse as they go on. And I think this one's backfiring. I think there's blowback here. I think Trump's downloads from the people I talked to on the ground at Mar-a-Lago up 550%, 600% on Truth Social. It was kind of not really doing great. And then it went vertical. Every day that goes by, more people say that this is an unjustified Fourth Amendment violation. Fifth Amendment, no due process. He didn't have a counsel speak when I was there for the first hearing. Sixth Amendment, right to see your accusers. Whatever happened to right to see your accusers? So this is a wholesale. I mean, I guess they might move the FBI into Mar-a-Lago and do the Third Amendment too and quarter troops. I mean, may as well go for the strike, you know, on the, all the bowling pins of the Constitution.
So what's next and how quickly do you think this will start to pour out?
Wednesday, 1 o'clock, there's something called a special master that Trump has asked for to be an arbitrator, sort of what you would hope an umpire would be in a baseball game. You wouldn't want the coach, the pitching coach from the other side being, and that's what they have right now. It's called a filter team. The FBI has this filter team. Now the senior judge, Judge Cannon, is going to come down and sit on Wednesday and listen to the special master, and hopefully we'll get an impartial umpire. Again, you're talking about an Epstein judge in an Epstein court, so we'll wait and see who's named.
George Webb, we will look for more answers from you very soon. Thanks a lot for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Stu.
Of course. I don't remember exactly what the verbiage was, but I was called something similar to a not-based boomer or something ridiculous like that when I speculated, when I predicted exactly this was going to happen. None of the other witch hunts have worked. Now they're getting closer to finding their fake reason to perp walk this president, Trump. They're doing it on purpose with the intent to rile up this country into a kinetic confrontation with one another. That's what they want. They want complete chaos, complete pandemonium, as a reason to say by congressional edict, you know what, we're just going to do away with elections. They're nothing but a distraction. Right now, this country is in a whole bunch of different crises. We're fighting a war on pandemics. We're fighting a war on misinformation. We're fighting a war in Ukraine. And now we're fighting a war here at home because people are upset that we arrested President Trump. Yeah, we're just going to do away with elections right now. Don't you see this is coming? And President Trump is the perfect fall guy. The perfect fall guy. You can see the pivot in the media about these shots being falsely referred to as safe and effective vaccines. Now that they cannot hide from the death and destruction and injury that has come from this bioweapon, they're going to turn around and pivot to Trump. If you are an outsider, if you are a dissident, don't you ever even consider holding office under the United States. We will execute you or we will imprison you. That is the message they are sending. All right, I'm running over time and I have to tell you about my good friends over at Magnesium Breakthrough. Magnesium is so crucial to your body's overall function and health. Sleepless nights, low mood, depression, anxiety, stress, all of these things are as a result of a lack of magnesium in your body. It's a very important mineral. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency. Don't let it be you. It'll lead you to an early grave. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most important critical types and exactly the right amounts of magnesium in it so that your body can function properly. Avoid the sleepless nights. Avoid the early grave. MagBreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com. All right, we're going to stop down for a minute here on a breaking exclusive. We're joined now by Edward Saul. He's a Stu Peters Network investigative reporter. This is now coming out of Ukraine, where it appears these homosexual, cannibalistic, Nazi fudge-packing war criminals, a.k.a. the Ukrainian army, have used U.S. artillery, you're saying, to strike a Russian-controlled nuclear power plant?
Yes, Stu. Over the weekend, the Ukrainians were very angry at that power plant being cut off from their grid. The Zaporizhia power plant is the largest nuclear power plant in Europe. It provides about 25% of the energy for all of Ukraine. Well, the Ukrainians, Stu, have been using the weapons that our country so graciously gave to the Nazis to attack this nuclear power plant. Now, this M777 howitzer round hit through the roof. As you're seeing here on screen, this is the roof of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. This is the roof of where the nuclear fuel rods are. The craziness of this situation, Stu, is that I think we spoke maybe about a week ago about the potential of this happening, but no one thought that the Ukrainians would be this reckless. The truth is, Stu, the Ukrainians have shown that willing to literally destroy their own country, which is what would happen if this power plant had one of their fuel rod reactors hit by a round. They're willing to destroy their own countries, Stu, to win this war. It's utter madness, but isn't this just another example of the symptom of chaos of the day?
They're willing to destroy the whole world to win this war, which is not winnable. Let's go back to the facts when we're discussing what's happening in Ukraine with Russia. This is an undeclared proxy war being fought by the United States military-industrial complex, the deep state, and the State Department to fight a war against Russia in Ukraine. On the surface, what this appears to be is billions, hundreds potentially of billions of dollars in hush money going to Ukraine, to that corrupt government, to cover for the pedophilia cabal and to cover for what appears to be several dozen bioweapons labs, very similar to the Wuhan China lab. Is that an overstatement?
No, it's not an overstatement at all. There is clear spillover from Ukraine, even before the war. These bioweapons you just mentioned, we've shown the evidence on the program. We can show some of the documents here. Clearly, these bioweapon labs existed prior to the pandemic, prior to this proxy war that broke out. Ukraine has been used as this area to experiment on humanity. Now, the other part to it, though, Stu, is the spillover effect of this war is evident. Whether it be the lack of food now that we're looking at, we have about 30% of the grain wiped out, fertilizer productions brought to almost a standstill. The latest impact in this regard is that because the European Union wants to put these sanctions on Russia because of the war, now places like Poland, their largest fertilizer plant, has no access to liquid natural gas, which means they're just going to cut off production of fertilizer. It just doesn't work. You're going to now have all of Poland in a situation where they won't be able to produce enough food to feed their people. But the part I want to make clear is the spillover is clear. It is, if it's not the assassinations, for example, with Dugin's daughter, it's the spillover for an impact of a nuclear reactor overloading and exploding. This is the real impact of this deep state assassination and destruction plot they've carried out on all the world.
Which started in 2014, by the way, when our media and our CIA assisted in what they made appear to be a popular uprising, which was actually a violent coup. The president that both sides agreed was fairly elected was ousted with violence and burning and rioting, very much similar to the CIA-created BLM and Antifa-style, quote, popular uprising here in the United States. In other words, they practiced these tactics in 2014 in Ukraine and then applied them here in 2020 to steal an election. So we're looking at, what, 174,000 is the number of, quote-unquote, Ukrainian military personnel, army, the Ukrainian army, 174,000 troops. We've got 1.01 million for Russia. That's what Vladimir Putin has there in his army, and another 2.04 million in reserves. So 3 million at his ready. He's got a navy, he's got an army, he's got an air force. Allegedly, he has nuclear weaponry and satellite-guided weaponry, if those are even really a thing. But if he had just decided to wake up and be a warmongering dictator, he could crush all of Europe in just a couple of days. Why is this thing still dragging on?
Well, I believe that Vladimir Putin is a Christian. And I think that he looks at this situation as more of a defensive action. As he's noted it, a denazification activity. There clearly are literal terrorist cells that are being run out of Ukraine. The government itself is a terrorist state through many of their actions, not just in conjunction with the food and the war. They were a proxy state for the Democratic Party, going back to the servers that President Trump spoke about in 2018 and 19, used for manipulation in our country's elections. Now, here's the thing. When it comes to Ukraine, when it comes to all the actions that we've spoken about here, look, the United States has tried to play this role throughout the world as the world police, as the uniparty, basically control bloc. We're no longer this superpower. And the biggest part with Russia, they showed mercy. And people hate to hear this, but it is true. Russia could have nuked Kiev, all right? Even to this day, Russia is the one controlling the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. They're controlling it, maintaining it. We're up until this past weekend providing power to the very Ukrainian families that we're being told that Russians are marauding through the streets, raping and killing. It's just not reality. The reality is Russia is the responsible force in this war, not the United States, not the rabid cannibal dogs in Ukraine. It's Russia. It's Vladimir Putin. It's Patriarch Kirill.
Yeah. If you want to blame anybody for this war, blame the arrogance and incompetence of our State Department, along with the intentional actions of the deep state. That's what's happening here. This is just what happens when you have one popular uprising that doesn't support the initiatives of a tyrannical government. They want to crush these people in Ukraine, just like they want to crush the January Sixers here that we just talked about moments ago. Edward Tall, thank you so much for being here and great reporting. We appreciate it.
God bless you, Stu.
God bless you. All right. So whether you are a C-level executive or an entrepreneur or a business owner, look, we face distractions all day, every day. We have to remain focused. Clarity, drive, all of these things. Creativity, very important. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom or the president of the United States, obviously being at your maximum potential every single day is super important because right now we are in critical, extraordinary times. Be able to process all of the information and do it in a custom way provided by Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. These are the nootropics brain supplements that we've been talking about. Everything from focused savagery to gabalicious, added aggression when you want to work out in the gym. These are the things that are putting you at your maximum potential, the on switch, the light switch for your brain. No more snooze button in the morning. Be ready to go and process all of the fragmented information. Make sense of it. Don't be duped. Don't allow anybody to pull the wool over your eyes. Be strong in the cranium. If you're Stu Crew, that's what we need. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Welcome back. 13 billion. That's the number of COVID-19 bioweapon injections that have been doled out around the world. That's nearly two shots for every person on the planet. Of course, millions of people have gotten three or four, standing in line for five or six now. And has COVID gone away? No, of course not. In fact, diehards are still hyping up new variants, even now. Have people stopped dying? No, of course not. And in fact, the British government just had to admit in a new actuarial report that the majority of COVID deaths are among their vaccinated population. And that's just what they're willing to admit. The full truth they'll keep buried for as long as they can get away with it. Well, Dr. Jane Ruby is a medical contributor here on the Stu Peters Show, and she says that there's a spreadsheet out there that lists more than 10,000 publications of one kind or another exposing the deaths and injuries caused by these mandated shots. Dr. Jane Ruby joins us now. They just can't hide from it anymore, can they?
No, Stu, you can't hide a mass genocide, right? Eventually, you can lie about it, you can spin, but eventually the numbers are just so great. And the number of people affected by the loss of life is so great. And so I really find this whole actuarial story, I think originally brought forward by Edward Dowd, very fascinating. Because in a, this whole relationship, in a in a year where there's sort of a signal, right, from normal years, we have lots of years of precedent looking at the risk of death, you know, the longevity, things like that. If in a regular year, let's say non-COVID related, if there was a 10% increase, that's a huge red flag that something is going on. Could be a lot of things causing it. But what he and many other people are reporting and are continuing to report is that these numbers, the percentages of all-cause mortality for 2021 and 2022, the first half of this year, are as high as 40%. It's clearly these shots. And even when people are designated, their death is designated as cause of death, COVID-19, they're overwhelmingly almost 100% injected. So yeah, looking at, I brought one particular picture here that I think is just, you know, one picture is 1,000 words. This is the percentage of COVID-19, that's how they categorize them, deaths by their word, vaccination status in England. Because remember, in the UK, especially England and Israel, they were the first out of the gate. They had the most aggressive injection and they had the most aggressive booster programs, right? So these areas of the world are really, now you're starting to see those all-cause mortality percentages going up close to, you know, 35-40%. But what you see here is the unvaccinated are in green. That's very, very bottom. It just gives you the proportion of deaths, right, by injection status. And so then you have the purple, which is a single, you know, one, maybe two shots. But in the triple vaccinated, this is whatever your primary was, which is your first two shots for Pfizer and Moderna, or it's your single shot for Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca, no more safe just because it was one injection. You know, you put all the damage and the evil into one injection versus two. You don't, you know, it's not safer. But you look at the triple vaxxed here in the pink part of the column, obviously the majority of the deaths. And when they call it, this is part of the lie, Stu, when they call it, you know, the COVID-19 death as the cause, they're really talking about antibody-dependent enhancement. These people are dying from any opportunistic infection, probably the explosion of cancers that is hitting people that have been jabbed, if they didn't die in the first few weeks or in the first 6 months. We have a third cohort, and Dr. Zelenko used to talk about it all the time, these three time cohorts for if being affected, usually by severe illness, injury, or mostly by death. And that third cohort is usually about a year out. At the time he talked about it, it was more of his projection, but it's all coming true. And so a lot of people are 1 year out, 12 to 18 months out, you're starting to see much more disability and much more death, as evidenced by these reports. They're fascinating.
Let's not forget that when these deaths are labeled by a hospital or healthcare provider as a COVID-19 death, really what that translates into, yes, is a racket for the insurance companies, because these insurance companies are willing to pay out, I think, over $130,000 if that medical clinic provider hospital service goes through specific protocol. For example, they would have to have had remdesivir. They would have to have had a positive PCR diagnosis. They would have to have been hospitalized. They would have to have been on a ventilator. And then they have to die after they're separated, of course, from their loved ones and their friends and their families for no reason other than to hide their own murder. And then, boom, they get over $100,000. And this is just all a racket. This is what the insurance companies are willing to pay. This is why insurance companies also are reporting this uptick in deaths as well. I know that we've had insurance company whistleblowers, and they have said, you wouldn't believe the explosion of deaths that have happened, and it's all since, guess when these shots rolled out. For anybody to try to pretend like these shots aren't causing death and injury is just absolutely asinine at this point, and nobody can hide from this anymore. Not any politician, not any doctor who recommends it, not anybody who's living their daily life now regularly sick or feeling like they're tired. People just can't blame this on anything else other than these shots at this point.
Right. However, there's a lot of denial. And when you're separated from large numbers, right, in your individual communities or families, and you only see small numbers, or you haven't seen death, and or you haven't seen severe disability, that doesn't mean that it's not still a huge aggregate number. And that's what we're seeing here. People are being, you know, they're in denial and being duped because they can't see beyond their own, you know, immediate family or circle. And also to tell people that there have been some statistics thrown out there that 85% of the people who took these shots are going to be fine. There's no scientific data to support that. Show me the money. Show me the published, you know, the publications. Show me the study that shows that. There is none, Stu. We don't even know the long-term implications of so many things. The shots, the monoclonal antibodies, anything that even some of these pills like molnupiravir from Merck and Paxlovid from Pfizer. There's no data. There's no long-term data on the safety, much less the efficacy.
Yeah, these are all approved. What we do have is the right in front of our face physical evidence of what these big pharma companies have caused here. It's an unprecedented mass murder. It's a genocidal level event, as you said. Dr. Jane Ruby will be going into all of this immediately following this program today on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show on the Stu Peters Network. Make sure that you're there, Dr. Jane. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Stu.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning.
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
A lot of us have recently become aware of the miracle of CBD. I mean, joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, pain after surgery, arthritis pain, allergies, migraine headaches, Parkinson's. Stress, anxiety, all of these things. Try CBD. Try it from Curibl, K-U-R-I-B-L.com, K-U-R-I-B-L.com. 100% of that hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Family-owned business, the highest quality CBD that you can get your hands on. And right now, when you go to Curibl.com, again, that's K-U-R-I-B-L.com, use the promo code STU20 to get 20% off all of these products site-wide. Whether it's the pain cream from an athletic injury or just ongoing pain from, you know, I mean, aging, all of these things, or whether it's something a little bit more isolated, migraine headaches and allergies, I recommend that you try Curibl. KURIBL.com. Use promo code STU20 for 20% off site-wide when you go to Curibl.com. Welcome back. Well, with all of the black pills and the doom and the gloom, you know, I've always said that we have to find ways to be happy and to live our lives and to celebrate victories, because we do conquer victory every single day. We see testimonies all over the place. We have to be able to share in the blessings that we are given. And so on this 29th day of August, 2022, I want to share a couple blessings from God. On this day, Nolan was born. Here's my little brother. Happy birthday to Nolan. We spent a lot of time together. My gosh, I mean, from baseball to ice fishing. Here's with the beautiful mama bear, Miss Kathy, of course. And here's some old school T-Town, Temple Terrace, Florida, baseball. Look at that guy right there. Happy birthday, Nolan, my little brother. You know, the big little brother, I guess, who inadvertently, you know, you try to be an influence into the lives of younger people, but inadvertently I learned more from my younger brother than I think I could have ever taught him. And then, of course, here he is, Tate. My little nephew, Tate, he turns the big 1-1 today, double digits, just 1-1. Yeah, imagine that being first twice, I guess. Tate's got a special place in my heart as well. He got his perm today. Check this out. Look at the perm. Unbelievable. Big perm, Tater dog. Happy birthday to you and to Nolan, both very special people in my life. And a great day. Also a great day to be joined by Carlos Cortez here for the Money Minute. Thanks a lot for being here. Of course, you celebrate in the blessings every day. Also in the victories that we experience. But yet we do have to address the unrelenting attack by these people who want to steal everything that everybody has ever worked hard for. You're helping them at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com.
Yes, every day. I mean, the market is down second day in a row, as you know, Stu, and we should have more volatile days, more downward pressure as we're finishing up this year. But more importantly, the IRS and their 87,000 Luciferian wannabe agents, they want to come and kill, devour, and destroy your IRA. We are protecting our God-fearing patriots from that massive takeover of your retirement. Come join us at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. And if you can't make it, then book us, book appointment with us directly at CortezWM.com. And we will be honored to show you our strategies on how to protect your retirement from the Luciferian IRS.
Or call him in the office, 813-448-3446. The guy is so generous with his time. He still picks up the phone and talks to people. That's what he does. This is the Jesus-loving, God-fearing, independent fiduciary from Florida. But you can do business with him pretty much from virtually everywhere. So give him a call, 813-448-3446. Visit him online, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. If you can't make it Tuesday or Thursday, then book your personal appointment at CortezWM.com. Appreciate you being here, man. The things that you have done for our audience are absolutely spectacular, and we want to thank you for that. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. Get over there. Here's to us who do do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Please remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Remember, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, see.